You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Jaguar fans, man, we're in our mock free agency here on Locked On Jaguars, day four, and we're going to slow down and cool out on adding players. By the way, I'm Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars, your team every day, your daily podcast here for Locked On Jaguars. What we've been doing, just a quick recap, is earlier this week I started, once the coaching staff was announced last week, I said, okay, now I see the direction that they're going. I knew the names and could attach some players with style and familiarity to those names for the Jaguars. So I started to dive deep into mock free agency, because everybody's doing mock drafts and that's cool, but free agency comes before the draft, unlike the NBA where the draft comes first. Free agency comes first. So I really want to get into the mock draft situation even heavier. But before I do that, you kind of got to do a mock free agency, but you needed more information about the coaching staff, some more familiarity with the staff. It's easier when you don't have turnover, because you kind of get a grasp on what the coaches like, what they expect, what their tendencies are. It's really hard when you do this, so this is even still guesswork, but nonetheless, we took a stab at it anyway. And so what I've done is, on a daily basis, I've kind of added some players. We retained a couple of players just for the sake. Now, keep in mind, this is a mock. So what I'm going to do is have a mock free agency, and then based on this free agency, then have a mock draft. And we'll talk about that today and tomorrow. And then come Monday, I'll work on the mock draft a little bit over the weekend. And then come Monday, we'll obviously work on the picks. So far, just to recap what we've done, I'll recap what we've done. In the second segment, what I'm going to do is talk about why having a quarterback, or knowing who your quarterback is going to be, or even being committed to a bad quarterback, gives you a chance to really, really build your team. Now, obviously, the quarterback has to be good, or you're going to come around and you have to see that position again anyway, and your efforts are going to stall, as we saw here in 2018. But in any event, it kind of puts you in motion to do the same things, whether the quarterback is good or not. The action that you take when you commit to a guy, or you know who your guy is, or if your guy is good, they're pretty much all the same thing. And I'll talk about that as we head into Friday, and to let you know where we stand and exactly what the strategy will be for next week when we go into the mock draft. Of course, everyone knows what the first pick is going to be, but beyond the first pick, the first pick is really important. Obviously, it's the most important one for the franchise. But beyond the first pick, and this is what we'll explain, you have to give Trevor Lawrence the ultimate amount of support. And when I found out that the Jaguars were getting that pick, the thing that I said was, we can be very good, we can be good, we can be excited, or we can create a situation where this is something great and this is a dynasty. And that's what we're trying to do here with this mock. So we're trying to be great. So we're gonna act like we're trying to really, really be great here, and that's what we're going to do. So those picks are really good, because these are the picks that are going to surround him with greatness and surround him with the things that he needs for this franchise to not just be relevant or be a contender, but to be a championship contender and a champion and a contender for titles for years and years and years to come, to try to build a dynasty, because you have a golden opportunity to do that. You won't ever have a better opportunity to create a dynasty than the one that's in front of you right now. So to quickly recap what we've done all week here with the Jaguars, the Jaguars, for our Locked On Jaguars mock free agency, retained Keelan Cole and retained Cam Robinson. Just for the sake of a little housekeeping, I did a two-year deal for $25 million for Cam. That doesn't really matter. Even if it's a one-year deal for $13 million, it doesn't matter, because the cap hit is the same. Now, let me tell you about the cap hit with some of these signings. SpotTrack did a what will it cost for a lot of these free agents. Don't get so caught up when you're thinking about the cap and you're trying to add it up to the 78 or the 100 million or whatever it is that the Jaguars have. Don't get so caught up in the average year per salary. That's stuff for the agents, and that's stuff for that you know, the average year and the total dollar amount and all of that stuff. They use that to determine how big the bonus is going to be. That doesn't really matter in terms of the cap hit. The cap hit will be determined by the way the contract is structured. The bonus will determine what the cap hit is going to be. And sometimes the cap hit is way lower than the average of the contract. And what I mean by that, if a guy signs a 3-year deal for $30 million, it does not mean his cap hit is $10 million. So when you're trying to figure out whether or not these guys are going to fit into the cap, don't look at the amount and then the average per year and say, well, that guy's $10 million, so how are you going to afford everybody? It's not that way. A guy can sign a 3-year, $30 million contract and have a $4.5, $5 million cap hit. And that's because that last year has a balloon payment of $15 million, and then they amortized the bonus. They could have given them a $10 million bonus where they spread it out over 3 years and gave them a low first-year salary. So don't try to do that and trying to determine how we did this. But I did it this way. A lot of folks want Trent Williams. They want Leonard Williams, Marcus Williams, and Allen Robinson. So those four guys, plus maybe one more player, would probably eat up most of the cap space the Jaguars have, because the Jags would still have to carry over cap space for the draft as well as cap space for any rookies or incidentals or people that they might have to pick up during the year. So instead of going big with four guys and then maybe one fringe guy, what I did was I went big with one guy and I got four or five smaller guys that are still kind of big, but I think the Jaguars can get really, really creative in the way that they structure these contracts. So I did go big fish with Leonard Williams and gave him a huge deal, right? Because it just makes too much sense and it's too big of a need. I got him a running mate with DaQuan Jones. That's not that big of a deal, but it's a good deal. I went small with Malik Hooker because he's coming off of an injury and there's a familiarity with both Chris Ash as well as Urban Meyer. And it's not necessarily as a starter, but it's a let me see deal. I wouldn't necessarily call it kick the tires, but I'd say let me see. But we kind of know what you can do, but let's see where your health is. Matthew Judon, I went with him because he's a veteran who understands what Joe Cullen wants to do up front. And he gives them a lot of front line rotational versatility with Josh Allen and Kalavon Chasen. And you need four legitimate pass rushers in this defense. Curtis Samuel, it's going to cost a little bit of a penny, but I went with Curtis Samuel because he gives you that weapon on offense that can play receiver and running back. And the critical part about Curtis Samuel is this, along with Laviska Shenault, it may allow you to keep one less running back on the roster behind James Robinson because of their versatility in the way Urban Meyer likes to run his offense. I went with Jonnu Smith, robbing a divisional team of a weapon and giving the Jaguars something they hadn't had in a long time. It was a really, really proven move, tight end who could also block and line up as an H-back. William Jackson doesn't cost you a whole bunch of money, but it will cost you some, but he gives you length and a veteran corner on the other side of Hendo. And that's it for the free agents other than, I say that's it, like that's not a lot, but that is. But I think with the money that they have and only going heavy on one big whale free agent that the Jaguars could fit those guys in. I'll tell you how all those guys fit in, and then I'll tell you about the quarterback situation and why it's so important to be committed to one guy and why the Jaguars are in a real good situation in terms of how not only Trevor Lawrence fits as a player for the organization, but why leading up to the draft, why I chose to go the route that I did and how having a quarterback that they're committed to really helps them. And I'm going to compare it to another sport. I'm going to explain all of that stuff for you in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I'm going to do that after I tell you about our friends over at rockauto.com. If you have a vehicle, that means you need parts and you need accessories. And there's only one place that you can go that gives you the best prices in the world, and that's at rockauto.com. And guess what? You don't have to drive to some chain store and stand there with your hands in the pocket trying to figure out how you're going to answer questions that you don't have the answer to, like what size your engine is and how many liters. And man, I don't know. I don't have all of those questions. All you got to do is go to rockauto.com online. It's a family-owned business that's been in business for 2 decades serving clients. Not one complaint. Us here over here at Locked On, we love it, and you'll love it too. So when you go to rockauto.com and get the best prices, the same prices that professionals get, even though you're a do-it-yourselfer, you'll absolutely love rockauto.com, and they'll have every single thing that you'll need. And when you go, there's a box that'll say, how'd you hear about us? Make sure you write Locked On so that they know that, you know, we sent you there. It's Locked On. Just put two words, Locked On, in capital letters. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. It is at rockauto.com. All right, man. So we're back here. We're working on the draft. It's February, so you know it's time to start work on the draft. Before you hit to the draft, you had to hit free agency, because it does not make sense to do a mock draft if you have not done free agency. And none of this makes sense, man, without acknowledging that February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and success of black men and women in sports with a series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. Right now, you can hear Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball discuss opportunities and challenges that come along with being black women in sports. Subscribe to Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. So to explain the point that I teased right before I made those great announcements, the point that I'm making about Trevor Lawrence is this. Let's go back to 2016-17 when the Jaguars were committed to Blake Bortles, in 2016 in particular. When they were committed to Blake Bortles, we now know in hindsight, because hindsight is 2020, that that was a bad commitment. But nonetheless, they were still committed. So they built the team around him. They did a pretty good job of putting talent around Blake Bortles with Jalen Ramsey, Yannick Ngakoue, Miles Jack, going out in free agency and getting Malik Jackson and Calais Campbell, and of course drafting of Leonard Fournette. I know a lot of people get upset with that one, but whatever. This team was talented and made a run. They built the offensive lineup. They had some good parts. They had Allen Robinson, even though he got hurt. They did a pretty good job of assembling talent, right, to get to the point where they were. And the reason why they were able to do that is because they in their mind, they had their quarterback. Now, they were wrong, but in their mind, they had their quarterback. That's no different from a team that has a quarterback, that really does have one. It's easier to build your team around him because you're not always sitting here looking for that position. You're not always fishing for that spot, right? The other part of it is the Jaguars are right now in a position where they have their guy, they're committed to it, but here's the thing. This is a good proposition. They actually know he can play. And everyone else is excited about it. And we all believe he can play. So this is not to the point where with Bortles, you had to really build your team up around him because you had to make up for deficiencies. With Trevor, that's not what you're doing. You're building up around him and you're actually giving him weapons, and you're not making up for his deficiencies as much as what you're doing is you're not building the team up to insulate him and to hide anything. You're building the team up around him to illuminate his skill set. That's the difference. But you're still, nonetheless, spending currency and using resources on other positions. But you're using resources on other positions that are going to benefit from Trevor Lawrence, as opposed to using resources on other positions that are going to mask Trevor Lawrence. You got it? So the similarity is that you're using resources on other positions regardless. Right? But the difference is you're using them in a different way, because now those resources are going to illuminate the talent as opposed to mask the lack of talent at the quarterback position. So that's one of the reasons I decided in free agency what I would do in our mock is, instead of getting four guys at high prices, I get one guy, and maybe I get an A-list guy, a B-list guy, and then two or three B-minus or C-plus guys, stretch the money out, and then in the draft, instead of trying to use nine draft choices, or instead of trying to trade back for more currency, because a lot of talk in all of these circles I see on Twitter and I see on social media is like, everyone is worried about saving draft capital. That's cool, but with the way that this team is set up, I would rather spend the draft capital on highly talented players than saving the draft capital and spreading it out over a lot of different guys and just having a whole bunch of young people at this point, because you have a whole bunch of young people already on the roster, all right? And you got a young quarterback. What I would rather do is, in free agency, spend all of that cap space and spread that out over all of the proven guys that I know already can play. You got me? So instead of buying four big-time players in free agency, I'd buy seven players in free agency because I know they all can play. It's a bird in the hand. Whereas where I'm taking a risk in the draft, instead of taking a risk on nine guys and spreading it out over the draft, I'd rather take a risk on six guys that I have a better feeling about. You got me? So in this particular situation, that's what I decided to do. And that's why I spread this money out over free agency, over what is proven. And now the unproven, I'd rather take a chance on the thing that I'm more sure about. Now you see where I'm headed. I'm thinking that I'm going to trade up after the Trevor Lawrence pick. At some point, I'm moving up. I'm going to try. And I'm going to tell you who my target is going to be. And everybody's going to say, well, you got Jonnu Smith, so it can't be Kyle Pitts. It's not. My trade-up target from the Jaguars is Jalen Waddle. I'm getting greedy. I'm absolutely getting greedy. And I don't think there's any way on earth that anybody's going to let me do it, but I'll try. I'll wait and see how this draft goes. I really believe, and I said this in my national show that I did the other day, I think four quarterbacks are going in the top 12. If that happens, that helps me out with Jalen Waddle. If it doesn't happen, then so be it. I'll stand firm. But somebody that I really, really like is going to fall to me. I'll tell you another player that I really, really like. And you might think that it's a little bit overkill. So be it. But at this point, the reason why I said I'm going to mention another sport is because you go into the draft because you spent this money in free agency on seven people and you spread it out and you retained two guys. So you spread this money out. You go in now using this as a baseball type draft. And what I mean by that is you go in just taking the best players. You notice that the teams that have the great quarterbacks, like the teams that are always in the playoffs, they always just pick the best player. And that's why they're always picking in the 20s. It's not just because they have the great quarterback. It's because they're always picking in the 20s because they're always just taking the best player available. So having that quarterback that you're committed to in a draft when you have a lot of draft picks allows you to kind of do that. You can act like you're already a good team. You don't have to act like you're a 1-15 team because you already have the quarterback that you're committed to. You have all of this money you spent in free agency. You have to forget about last year. Once you sign these guys in free agency, you're no longer the team you were last year. You can act like a baseball team. You got these guys in free agency and you got that quarterback at number one. So now when you get to 25 and 33, you are no longer 1-15. You're not. You have to think bigger. You got Leonard Williams and you got Curtis Samuel and you got Matt Judon and you got Malik Hooker and you got Jonnu Smith and you got Trevor Lawrence. You are not that team that lost 15 games last year. Think differently. Think like a baseball team. If I'm sitting there at 25, right, and that linebacker out of Tulsa falls to me, I'm taking him. I'm talking about that Collins kid. I'm taking him. That's how you win. Go watch the tape. Go watch the tape and tell me I'm lying. Go watch the tape of Zaven Collins and tell me that you can't see him, even if you have Matt Judon, and even if you have Judon, and even if you have all of these guys, even if you have Kayvon Chase, even if you have Joe Schobert, go watch the tape of Zaven Collins and tell me, imagine the Baltimore Ravens defense, and tell me that the team that you want to see on the field, not just this year, next year, tell me you cannot see this guy lined up next to Miles Jack in the middle of the field or being moved around on sub packages. And that's not something that you want on your football team. Tell me. And this is where I want you guys to start thinking. This is why I chose to go quantity over just all those high name free agents. I want you to think about it. Think about it as we head into the third segment. here on Locked On Jaguars. But do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Watch the tape and understand that this is not just about this season coming up. It's not just about this season. This is about building your team for the future. And tell me you didn't want some of that. When I name these guys, what I want you to do is I want you to think about these dudes on your team with the free agents that I just said that we got, with the guys that are already there, with the mindset of Joe Cullen and Urban Meyer. I want you to think about that as we head into this last segment. I also want you to think about making you some money, man, at betonline.ag. If you know you can pick games and you're making wagers anyway, I don't know why you're not doing it at this site instead of somewhere else. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to get paid and to bet on all your sports action. Football may be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing, and BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the way and the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit if you use the promo code Locked On. I don't know why you wouldn't use the promo code, because you're going to get 50% off your initial deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. That's where I trust, is where we trust, and is where you need to trust too. Put your mind and your money to it and get paid and get you some extra cheddar. All right, man, we're on a roll. We are on a roll, baby. That's right. You know who else is on a roll? Locked On NFL. That's right. And today, on Thursday, Locked On NFL, it's a must listen because Ryan Tracy and Jake Liskow break down teams across the NFL from an analytics and team building perspective. Get the expert analysis on your favorite teams from Ryan and Jake every Thursday. Subscribe to Locked On NFL wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, you know me and James Rapine do that show on Wednesdays. You need to be on that, man. That's some good stuff. I'm telling you, some super, super good stuff. So I'm talking about how we built this team up a little bit. And I've named a couple of names for you. And I don't want to get too deep into the name calling, because we're going to do that later. But this is the mindset that I have. The mindset that I have is, while we're here, and we won't be here, and what I mean by here is at the top of the draft, in each round, and having multiple picks in several rounds in this draft, we won't be here often, right? And there's some players at positions that are positions that the Jaguars need to fortify for the future, for the present and the future. I think, you know, the Jags could look at really, really helping themselves with a lot of these offensive linemen that we can put in development. And have, like it seems like teams like the Steelers and the Cowboys, they never, ever lack for offensive linemen. And then there are teams like the Chargers that always seem like their offensive line, it sucks, right? So you want to be the team that always has offensive linemen in development. You want eight guys. And the way that you get them is you get them when they're young, and you don't have to rush them to play. And if they have to play, they play. Iron sharpens iron. You got guys under contract. When those guys come up, boom, if you got another guy to replace him, and then you know what? By the time that those guys are in their second year, you draft another guy and you put him in your system, and you know the kind of guys you like, and you get that machine rolling, and that's how you get it going. But I'll drop another name for you at the top of the second round, Landon Dickerson. He's not a tackle, but guess what he is? He's a 330-pound behemoth who can play guard and center. He could probably start this year for you at right guard. Yep. You see where I'm going? And then eventually move and slide over to center for Brandon Linder at some point. Or could play left guard if he needs to. Hell, I think the kid could probably play right tackle if he needs to in a pinch because of his versatility. But he loves football, and his teammates at Alabama loved him. And he didn't even start at Alabama. He started at Florida State, but they gravitated towards him. Those are the types of guys that you need on this football team. I want to look out there. When I go to practice, if they allow us to practice, hopefully, you know, things will be back to normal. And I want to see a bunch of 330-pound guys that are athletic, that are willing to just knock their grandmother over. That's the kind of offensive line I want to see. At some point, they're going to add another playmaking wide receiver, another fast guy. We talked about Marquez Stevenson. We talked Rondale Moore. He's another guy that's going to be there. I know everybody loves Kadarius Toney. I like Kadarius Toney too. I'm talking about adding a burner, someone who you set your defense up, he's going to run right through it. That's why I was talking about Jaylen Waddle earlier. If you can't move up and take Jaylen Waddle, you can take guys that have that same element later. But the thing that allows you to get specific and picky this way is what you do in free agency and how many positions you're able to fill and how many spots with good football players and how you can round your football team out. And then you get Trevor, then you're going straight best player available, best fit for the franchise with the rest of the picks. You try to move up a little bit and you try to get the quality, but if not, you get quality and quantity. That's what you do, but you look for specific things. But you can only do that because you already have your quarterback, and then you already have a lot of positions, proven positions, where you've gotten guys in free agency that you know can come in and plug and play. This is different, man. This is not the old same old thing where we'll just get a guy until we can get a guy who can replace him. No, you're looking to this at some point. This is what drove me crazy about the past. At some point, when are you trying to find guys that's going to win titles for you instead of finding guys who are just going to sit there and wait for other guys to come and replace them? You know, these are the guys that are going to win titles for us. These guys are the ones. You're in a good position, Jacksonville, man. Just try your best to enjoy it, and let's just try to make this thing what it is. So I'm going to set this up all for Friday, and we're going to actually go through the entire roster based on this, based on Trevor Lawrence already being the pick, based on this. We're going to set this up and we're going to run through a draft next week, a mock draft next week. And I think by Tuesday, what we'll have is we'll have our complete team. We're going to do our draft. We're going to do our mock draft on Monday, and we're going to have our complete team. I'm probably going to do it live. I'm going to use the Draft Network and I'm going to do a mock draft live. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it live while I'm on. I'm going to have the simulator, and I'm going to record my mock draft live, and I'm going to use the simulator, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it Monday, and I'm going to do it based on what we have already done in free agency, and I'm going to tell you what my line of thinking is going to be. How about that? That'll work. All right, so you guys enjoy Thursday. It's a high today of, I think, 85. Don't take that for granted, man. There's a lot of people around the country that aren't in the position that we are right now. So continue to take care of each other. And let's hope for the best for our brothers and sisters in other parts of the country that are not doing as well as us. And subscribe to Locked On Jaguars, your daily podcast. I'll be here every day doing it. And take care of each other. And I'll see you guys tomorrow here on Locked On Jaguars.